I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Students and professors from two Connecticut universities will be launching a high-altitude weather balloon to capture video of the total solar eclipse that's expected later this month. They sent off a practice balloon today, but had a little trouble in the process.
Here we go.
That sound you're hearing is helium racing through a huge latex balloon. Students from the universities of Hartford and Bridgeport are preparing to launch it 35,000 feet into a clear blue sky.
And it'll get eventually to an altitude that will cause it to burst.
That's John Ferreira, a professor at U of H. But on the way up, the camera will be taking video. Then at 35,000 feet, a device releases a parachute and the camera slowly makes its way back to solid ground. The balloon sails off higher and higher until it explodes into tiny pieces.
I think the coolest thing is that it's going to provide video of the full eclipse to everybody everywhere.
Cater Orico is also a professor at U of H.
And it should be live, which is awesome. And it's all student collaborations across the country. Every team is made up of students, college students from the entire country.
Nationwide, there are 55 teams that will be sending up cameras the day of the eclipse. The Connecticut Space Grant Consortium got about $50,000 from NASA so the two colleges could participate. Today, the Connecticut team is going through a dry run because on the day of the eclipse, there won't be much room for error. That's because the eclipse will only be full for a few minutes. But things don't run so smoothly. First, a helicopter flies by soon before the launch.
I don't know, but of all times for there to be a helicopter, it's probably the worst.
Then they have to fix the device that cuts the parachute loose. It turned on while they were still filling up the balloon.
Cutdown is working.
The cutdown is working?
And then the balloon never released the payload. They expected it to land just north of Storrs, but it flew all the way to Massachusetts. But this is supposed to be a learning experience for the students, who are doing most of the work, says Professor Janie Pallas from the University of Bridgeport.
They'll be practicing and checklisting and checklisting and checklisting.
So even though things didn't go perfectly, they now know exactly where to double check on the big day. David DeRoche, WNPR News.